This is Mayor Phil Vickers' last day as Mayor of the West Coast. Look, it's been such a wonderful journey for Mayor Phil Vickers, and I wanted to get him in the studio to reflect and talk about his achievements and time serving the West Coast. So, look, thanks for popping in early and having a chat with us today.
Yeah, no worries, Cameron.
Okay, well, obviously, as I say, it's a huge service. You've been involved with the West Coast since 1983 when you were elected as the administration officer for what was then the Lyell municipality for the Queenstown area. Was there a moment that inspired you, something happened that inspired you to take on that role?
Well, not really, Cameron. I was only a young fellow in those days. And,
I was only 5 years old, you know.
I'd just finished 10 years. I'd just on my 10th year of work with the Savings Bank of Tasmania, and I was chief clerk here at Queenstown. Johnny Pitt was the manager, and I was keen to become a bank manager, and I was relieving manager for the West Coast, so I used to go to Rosebery and Zion and relieve, and they reckon I was too young, and a job came up at the Queenstown Council, and so I put in for it, and went over and changed over to the Queenstown Council as an admin officer.
And obviously times in the world of administration were different then to what they are now. Were there any tough times for you, or did you find it was a role that you always relished?
Oh, no, I suppose I'd just 10 years in the banking industry, and then to change over to local government wasn't that hard. But everything was manual in those days. We used to do pays manually and accounts manually and write checks and all things you don't do now. So, yeah. But it was at that time then I decided if I wanted to go any further than that, I'd need to go back to school. So I enrolled at the Hobart Technical College and did a four-year night school course and gained my council clerk's certificate, so which was a certificate you needed to become the boss, so to speak, back then.
Yep. And you stayed in that position until 1988. It was a good thing that you did that course, because you then moved to the Zion Municipal Commission to take on the role of council clerk.
I did. That was a very exciting time, and we packed up from here in Queenstown in those days and moved back across to Zion. Well, I'm a Zion boy, but my wife always lived in Queenstown. So we had a couple of young kids and moved over to Zion, and yeah, that was a pretty exciting time to actually take charge of a council area. Zion Commission looked after Rosebery and Tuller and Zion, and it was a exciting time.
Okay, then came 1993 when the respective council teams amalgamated to become the West Coast Council. You were appointed as the first general manager in 1993 and served from till 1999. What were some of the moments that you look back on that during that period that you're most proud of?
Well, I suppose most proud of actually surviving it. It was a very torrid time. There was no will for amalgamation, all said and done, between the three West Coast councils. It was forced by an Act of Parliament. There was no money came with the amalgamation. It was just became the West Coast Council. The West Coast Council then had to appoint a general manager, and it was get on with the job. And I was lucky enough to have a good team around me. Blokes like Timmy Johnson and Robert Fee, Trevor Jones, and my EA was a lady called Karen Fell. She probably should get all the honour because they do all the work.
Yeah.
But anyway, we got through, and we survived those initial days and sort of went on. And after 6 years, I was a bit burnt out, I'd be fair to say, and I changed direction and I resigned and bought a news agency supermarket. Wife and I over at Zern, and we ran that then for 6 years. So
there you go. Yeah, you're gaining all this experience along the way. It's a fascinating journey, actually. You were elected as a West Coast councillor in 2009 and then elected as mayor in 2014, where you've held that position as mayor to date. What were the things that drove you during the period? I mean, there's so much that you've been involved in supporting. As mayor, what do you see as your greatest achievements?
That's a bit of a hard question. there's not really perhaps one as mayor as mayor, if as mayor, you need basically you need to steady the ship. You need to be captain of the ship. Mm. I've always said that if you've got your own agenda, you shouldn't be mayor. Basically,
yeah, okay.
The mayor's role is to oversee the general manager in his duties, and oversee the councillors in theirs, and speak on behalf of the community. So, I'd like to think that I've impartially done that. And sometimes you've got to speak up and run a line, Cameron, that you perhaps personally don't really agree with.
Mm.
But that is the role of mayor, to provide leadership in the community. And I suppose, looking back, I hope I've done that. And, you know, everyone says, oh, why are you leaving? I said, well, on any journey, you know when it's time.
Yeah.
And it is time. And it's time for me to hand the baton over. And whoever does become mayor, as a community person, continue to give them my support.
Absolutely. And, look, we're all grateful for the support that you've given through the West Coast and to your fellow councillors. Just looking at your achievements as time as council, I mean, there's a paragraph about, you know, 5 inches long. I'm looking down here of how much you've been involved. You know, director with Crime Stoppers Tasmania, chair of the West Coast Tourism Association, chair of the West Coast Emergency Management Committee. How did you keep going with all of those roles?
Well, I suppose some of them I did because of a distinct interest, like Crime Stoppers. I had a personal interest in that, so it's not too hard. Things like the Emergency Management Committee and others. Basically, there again, it's steering the ship and steadying the ship. It's and providing leadership to those people that are on those committees. They do all the work. The chair basically just looks after them all, so to speak, and keeps it on the right track. So it comes with the job, and it's been enjoyable.
What would, during the time of your whole career, what keeps coming back to you of your just observation of the West Coast in general, and what drives your passions for the people?
Well, West Coast community is a proud community. Probably the saddest thing to see is our decline in population. And since David Midson, our GM's been here, he and I have, every time we sit down and have a talk about things, that's what we talk about.
Right.
And, you know, whilst it's not all doom and gloom and we've still got people moving in, we still face that dilemma of our young families leaving when the kids get to high school age or a bit past it or whatever. And, I don't know what we do to change that. But in the interim, get on and make the best of what we got.
Indeed. Well, look, it's been lovely to chat with you one-on-one today. Ted, look, thanks for chatting and reflecting with us this morning, Mayor Phil Vickers.
Yeah, thank you, Cameron.
And all the best for the future.